Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hi, everyone. This is Michael Solomon from Diversity of Scriptures. Yes, we are doing great, and I believe God has been faithful to us. All right, let's begin in prayer. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I'm happy to be with you, in your presence, Lord. I'm happy. We are healed and hearty. We are alive and well because you kept us. You are too faithful to fail. We ask that you speak to us, teach us by your word, guide our path, turn our life around, change us by your word. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. I guess we are blessed by the last nugget, and we round it up today. So we look at the title called Fear Not. Fear Not. If you have your neighbor again beside you, tell him or her, fear not. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God is with you. God is with you. And if God is for you, no one can be against you. Hallelujah. So we have an anchor scripture from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all. Somebody say, all the fiery dart of the wicked. So there is nothing the enemy can fire with you if you have the confidence. It takes confidence for you to kill your fear. And one of the ways to overcome fear is by despising it. And what? Understanding that you have the strength to conquer the fear. Hallelujah. One of the ways also to conquer fear is by what you hear. Check what you hear. Check what you listen to. Check what you read. Because most of those things are the things that affect our souls, that affect our spirit man. If you keep hearing the faith word, if you keep hearing the Bible-based word, if you keep hearing the voice of God, then you will not be afraid. Because when God speaks, everything hears, including fears. They are subjected to the voice of God. Hallelujah. It takes courage for you to take the shield. And you can't take the shield in fear. Because the courage is what you make you to use your shield to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Therefore, you need that courage. You need to keep listening to God's word. You need to keep hearing God's voice so that you can kill that fear in your life. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is what you need. Not the spirit of fear. The opposite of fear in the kingdom is faith. You need faith. You need faith to quench all the fiery dart. All, nothing is remaining. All the fiery dart of the wicked. It simply means fear is the opposite of faith. And if faith comes by hearing, fear also comes by hearing. Because the scripture cannot be broken. It said, He said, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Now, fear will also come by hearing, because it is what you hear most that will determine the side you fall into. If you keep hearing fear, then you fall in the side of fear. But if you keep hearing faith, then you are on the faith side. And if you're on the faith side, you're on the victory side. Hallelujah. What you hear most will dominate. The one you hear most will dominate. Despise fear and embrace faith, because the battles of life can only be won on the status of your faith. Don't be afraid. What you fear fears you. Be bold and you will overcome. Hallelujah. Be bold and you will overcome. Be bold and you will overcome. Determined to keep hearing faith. And faith will cause you to overcome. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Diversity of Scripture. God bless you.